Good morning. We're continuing with the discussion about the concept of davening Mincha and Maariv during the period of time between Plaga Mincha and Seisa Chachavim. So there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachavim, whether that's the time for Maariv or for Mincha. And the Halacha says in Reish Lamed Gimel, in Arachayim, in Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph, that a person should pick one or the other, but not do both. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues and says B'shas Hadchak, even though a person is noig to daven, let's say Mincha during that period of time, he could daven Maariv one time during that time B'shas Hadchak, or vice versa. Shapira points out that what that means is even though he regularly davens Mincha during that period of time, tonight he can daven Maariv during that period of time, but he cannot daven Mincha and Maariv during that same period of time. That would be a tarti disaster, which is not acceptable. So according to Mishnah Berurah, you cannot have a situation where a person davening Mincha and Maariv in the same time slot, even B'shas Hadchak. With one exception, he says, in the case of a tzibur, they for them many times it's difficult to get the tzibur together to daven Mincha and Maariv unless you put it all in the same time slot. And therefore they were mekel, because you're going to lose the tzibur davening. There's a Muratim in the Tzibur that probably would, if they would not have a minion, they say just daven Mincha, tell them to go home and daven Maariv by themselves, they would lose Maariv totally. So there's so much to be makel to do a Tarti Disasri within one day of both Mincha and Maariv in the same time slot. But a person is davening B'yechidus, a person would not cannot do that. And obviously, if the Tzibur can arrange that they don't do that, similarly, that's only because we're concerned that there's no other way that they're going to have a minyan. So there was no egg to be makel to daven Mincha and Maariv in the same time slot. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this again as well. The beginning of Maariv for Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Zayin, and Aruch Chaim in Siman Reish Samach Zayin talks about davening Maariv early. And there actually appraises that did davening Maariv early, because this way they used to be mekabel Shabbos with Maariv, Baruch Hu. And when we daven Maariv early, this way we can feel guaranteed that the people will not be mekabel Shabbos, because everybody knows once you start Baruch Hu, you can't do Malach anymore. But they would wait to daven Maariv till later, where concerned people would continue to do Malach after Shkia. So you're going to get involved in this Tarti Disaster issue of davening Mincha and Maariv at the same time. So there the Mishnah Berurah again stresses that a person should daven Mincha before Plag, and then Maariv he can daven afterwards. He brings over there from the Derech Chaim, it's the Sefer that the Nesivos wrote on Halacha Hilchos Derech Chaim, that by Erev Shabbos a person can be mekel to daven Mincha and Maariv in the same time slot. Or it's post-plag, a person can daven Mincha, and then they can turn around and daven Maariv as well. Since it's Erev Shabbos, so you mean Mekabel Kedusha Maila Kedusha Shabbos, and we have this Maila, since there were people which are Mekel the whole week, we have the Siwurim which are Mekel the whole week to do this, which he seems to indicate was not preferred to do. So in Erev Shabbos, we can be stomach to do that, and that's acceptable. Mr. Bura is not convinced that that's correct. So he does mention it, but he's not convinced that that's correct. So Mr. Bura holds very strongly a person should try and arrange, even Erev Shabbos, that they daven Mincha before Plag if they wish to daven Maariv early. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, at least in that situation where you're going to do this, a person should wait until to daven Maariv till Ben Hashmoshes. So if you're going to daven Mincha early, daven Mincha after Plag, and you want to daven Maariv early, so really you should wait till after Seisa Chachavim before you daven Maariv, because that's the zman for Maariv. But at least if you daven Maariv Ben Hashmoshes, you're going to gain that possibly it's already Lila. And Shemoshes is a suffix, whether it's Yerm or Lila. So if you're davening Mincha and Maariv, the worst, it was in the same time slot, at least Maariv should wait till it's after it's been a Shemoshes. And that many shuls do. They daven Mincha prior to Shkia, and then they daven Maariv wait till after Shkita Dabar Marib. So that's the, what you're getting over there. At least there's some argument, he says, that it possibly it's ready Banish Moshes. In that situation, it's very important that the Tzibur makes sure that they daven Mincha before Shkia. But if Mincha is going to continue until after Shkia, so then we don't get anything. You again davening Mincha Marv in the same time slot, which would not be preferred in Halacha. Now, let's go back to what Karim Shabur, really a person should pick one Shita and follow it constantly throughout his life. There are persons which disagree and say, the Kabbalah Chaim brings a person who say that the problem with Tarta Disastri is in any given day, but each day a person can do one or the other. So I can daven Monday, Mincha after Plag, and then on that day I should wait till after 6 o'clock to daven Marav, and on Tuesday I could turn around and daven Marav early. If that's not a problem, according to Mishabur, that's not appropriate to do either. A person really should pick one sheet and stick with it constantly, except for Bashas Atkak. Then he can change on one day, and again, without the Tarta Disastri. Mishabur is never allowing the Tarta Disastri, except for the case of the Tzibur. And these other Pesachim are not disagreeing with that. They're just saying that a person can't go back and forth from one day to the next. But within one day, they agree that a person should not do a Tarta Disastri, except for the case of a Tzibur. Have a good day. Have a good night.